Building recovery, stage 3, ground floor. Session 4, looking out of the windows, what do you see? Looking out of the windows, what do you see? Now, it may have escaped your attention, but, you know, this is a really rich metaphor, and you may not have realised that this is the first time where we've had windows. You know, we've done a lot of planning. We have thought about our design. We've thought about it like an architect. We've thought about the materials that we're going to use, and we've been a quantity surveyor. We've made sure it's our design. We've made sure that we're going to use the right quality of materials and the right quantity of materials. We've built a foundation, and we've poured a lot of concrete, and we've planned a lot of foundation walls. We've put a fence around our property, and we know where it ends and where someone else's begins. But it's only now that we're starting to turn those foundation walls into rooms, and we're starting to see a real recovery building start to emerge. It's only now that we have windows. So windows are always particular. They always belong in a certain room. They're not going to shift around. Each room effectively will have at least one window. It's unusual to have a room without a window. So when you think about these windows, I want you to think about those windows in a particular context. So let's look at windows. What are they? What do they give us? Well, I like to think of them in two ways. Perspective and reflection. I want you to think about windows in terms of perspective and reflection. So what do we mean by perspective? If you look out of a window gives us perspective in the sense that we see a view that's very particular to that window. The window frames the view and it gives us a perspective because we're not expecting to see a different view every time we look out the window. We're looking to see the window, the view that that window gives us. So we get perspective, and that perspective is our own property and beyond our own property. In other words, how is this area developing? What do I see in the future? How do I see this going? So that's a question of perspective, and it's worth putting yourself, metaphorically speaking, in that room to look out of that window. If that window is in the family room, then it makes sense that we're talking about the view of the family, the sense of where is this going? Where do I want it to go? Am I building towards that goal? Am I going too fast or too slow? So you can see how it links up and everything on this course connects together. Am I needing to change or even end or even restart some of these relationships? This is the meditative side of looking out of that window and asking yourself, what do I see? We also think of windows as reflection. They're reflective surfaces. So to some degree, as well as looking through and getting a perspective, we're also looking at a reflection of ourselves in the context of that room. If you think about looking at that reflection, you'll see yourself in that room. And so that's where we're asking ourselves about the state of the room. First of all, we're asking ourselves things like, has it gone smaller? Is it gone too big? Is it become too important to us, or is it losing its sense of importance? We're also asking ourselves, do we want to change it? Does it need to change in some way so that we can make those changes in a conscious way? We can choose to change things in a self-determined way. So we're reflecting on the present, and we're also reflecting on the future. We're looking at that view and saying to ourselves, what do I want to change here? Now, again, I urge you to realize the importance of this and that Often in addiction, in our old addicted selves, we had an idea that things, once done, they were done forever. Or, you know, once I've said that, I've said it, that's done. Once I've looked at that, I've decided, and that's that. Well, I want you to think differently. In your recovered self, I want you to know that these things change. And change is a huge word when it comes to recovery, because we're building normality now and change is happening fast. And so I want to give you this image for change, where if you think about taking drugs or being involved in an addictive lifestyle, effectively this becomes like a Groundhog Day. You're living the same day every day. You're not developing, you're not growing, and so on and so forth. And so what happens? Well, it means you miss out on a massive amount of development. And this can be 10, 15, or 20 years. Now, what's going to happen? When you recover, when you take that brave step of saying, I want to develop a new recovered self, all of that development, if you like, is going to hit you in a compressed form. You might get 10 or 15 years of developmental challenge in 2 years. Well, that's a lot of compression. And that's what's going to hit you. Now, that's not a bad thing. You can cope with it with support, but it's just knowing that these are the consequences of some of your behavior. These are your consequences, and so you have to be responsible for them. But what it means is, if you're living that compressed lifestyle, at least for the first 2 to 5 years, then it means that things have to be reviewed more consistently, more often, you know, because things are changing fast. And I often give this example. I say, look, if you're not talking in some kind of a profound and realistic way to your mentor, your sponsor, your therapist, your vicar, your friend, your pastor, whoever it is, that person that you need to be talking to about your changes, if you're not doing that at least once a week, ideally at least twice a week, you're not keeping up with your changes. Now think about that as a serious point. How many of us are really reviewing our position once a week? Well, that is only just keeping up with your own changes. And what happens when you miss your changes? What happens is that you're missing out on a valuable part of your new self. Things are changing without you. So it's much better to know when you're changing. So what question have we been asking? Let's take a quick review. We're saying that now that we're building a ground floor, something comes into this called windows. And when we think about windows, we realize that every window is particular to a room, and that the window gives us perspective and reflection. And I've asked you to regularly place yourself mentally in that room, look through the window, think about the now, think about the future, think about yourself in that room and your behavior, whether you want to start things, finish things, develop things, whether you're going too fast, too slow. All the reflective questions can be asked from that perspective. So again, I hope you got a lot out of that. I'll see you on the final session at this stage. Which rooms am I neglecting? See you then.